Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
The Burt Show.
This morning, we are going to spend a goodly amount of time talking to intern Brandon. Brandon told us a while back. I mean, he was very honest with us. You know, most guys like, you know, we want to be all manly. Yeah, I got it with the ladies. I got my swag. Not Brandon. He says straight up, he doesn't know what he's doing when it comes to women. Just has had like one long-term girlfriend, right?
Yeah, just about.
An internet girlfriend or a real girlfriend?
Chat roulette.
Okay.
Every time we're matched up, we talk for hours.
Give us a little history here. So you had a girlfriend for like 3 years and
yeah, about 3 years, mostly through junior year of high school on through. Before that, it wasn't really cared about being in a relationship.
And what about since then? How long have you been out of that relationship?
About 2 years.
Okay, so you've been single for 2 years.
Yeah.
Nobody really significant.
No.
Any dates at all in 2 years?
No.
Oh, boy, that's a big old
not
trap right there.
Why is
you
that?
Know what? If this is baseball, you're sent down to the minor leagues.
Well, yeah, I guess so, yeah.
No, you're not.
I'm probably sent to double A, you know.
You're going back to rookie ball.
Yeah.
If you haven't got a hit in 2 years.
To work on the fundamentals, you know.
You might even be equipment manager for a big high school squad.
Maybe.
What was your question, Jen?
I was going to say, why is that? Are you afraid to ask a girl out?
I don't know. It's just, I'm not socially awkward, but in certain situations, I've become socially awkward.
Which makes you socially
awkward,
doesn't it?
Yeah, it makes me socially awkward only part of the time, though.
Well, do you think, I mean, and I don't mean to interrupt, but I mean, I've seen Brandon out in, you know, at events and stuff, and Brandon's personality is very jovial, very high energy, mm-hmm. very joking, very, you know, very personable. But I wondered, is it a case with guys where you have to kind of tone it down and be cool, and that's unnatural for you? You know what I'm saying? Like, because I mean, most guys who are trying to approach women with the confidence and with the swagger and all this stuff, I mean, Brandon to me is just like a fun guy.
Yeah,
know?
Well, I like to be chill all the time, so I don't feel that I should have to change who I am just to talk to somebody, because it's how I interact with my friends, it's how I interact with my family and my coworkers.
So why can't you interact with women that way?
Well, and I think it's admirable that you're holding on to this look. I'm a be me.
Yeah.
But you haven't touched a breast in 2 years. So you got to change something, dude.
I mean,
well, technically, you don't know if he touched your breast before that. Like,
I assume breast before that.
Now he's being vulnerable and he's coming to the table. Y'all need to back up.
I'm being honest, like he's saying, I'm gonna be me, but me's not working right now. So something's got to change.
I will say, I was offered to touch a breast at an event by an older lady who wanted to take me home and teach me things.
Why didn't you take home the coug?
Because
she works in sales. It would have been awkward.
Leave the account manager out of this.
So he's from what I understand, you've been like sort of seeing a girl right now, but you're stuck in the friend zone. Like, it's somebody you'd want to hang out with more?
Not so much. It was we've been talking a little bit. It was this girl I knew in high school. Didn't really talk to her in high school, and then she messaged me on Facebook. We've just been talking a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nothing too serious at this point, just casual conversation. But I mean, it's a history, ongoing history of every girl I've kind of been in the friend zone with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So to that point, like, now I'm used to it. Now I'm kind of, maybe it's an idealistic way of thinking, but if I'm in the friend zone, maybe it will mean more in the end.
Dude, it's all crap. Everything you're saying right now is total crap. It's a fear of rejection. You're afraid of somebody turning you down.
Well, yeah, basically. That too. Everything I've done.
He took a breath like he was going to defend himself and then quit.
I'm going to this. I'm going to that. This is how I am with my friends. My car. Blah, blah, blah. It's all crap.
All right, Kesha. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah.
I try to avoid.
Cut to the chase. You're afraid of getting rejected.
Yeah, I try to avoid things that I feel that I'm not going to be good at. So.
We all do. You just got
to
do it.
That's why I didn't go to school.
It's like, you can't see it in you, but we have all said we think you're a good-looking dude. You've got a great personality.
I've never said that.
When you're out at events.
I heard you one time, Jeff. It's okay.
When you're out at events, you're like, this guy was sort of a bigger-than-life personality sometimes when you're hosting stuff. But this dude is kind of just a nervous, fear of rejection guy. But you've got it in there. You just got to let your inner swag come out.
Well, I think you just got to get through it a couple of times, and then you realize it's not so bad. Even if the girl says, no, I'd rather not go out with you, I'd rather be friends, then you've at least asked the question, you realize you lived, you can breathe afterwards, you didn't die, okay, I can get through that, and then you move on to the next one.
You know, there was this really stupid reality TV show on VH1 that I started watching, The Pickup Artist, and one of... It was a bunch of dudes like you that would go to this one guy that claimed he was the best pickup artist in the world. Like, there was actually, like, a ranking for this kind of thing, and he was number one, right? So he would teach all these guys when they go into clubs how to interact with women to get them comfortable with him, right? And the first thing he did was he'd walk in there with them, and he would just immediately allow them to get rejected by 10 women on the first night. Because the more you get rejected, the better you get you handle it, and you sort of just become yourself.
But then again,
you're used to it.
At that point, doesn't it become mental that you're doing something wrong? So then you try to change up little things, and it's
you're
still
just
wrong.
Making excuses right now.
Oh, I'm just trying to analyze it.
I'm not even hearing the words coming out of your mouth because it's all more excuses. It's like, well, if I get rejected, then I'm going to change my mind about the way that I think about getting rejected. No, you just got to do it. And I'm not sure that the pickup artist is really the greatest example of how he should do it, because I think that teaches men to be womanizers.
Well, like I said, it's a
Brandon's
cheesy show.
And never going to be a womanizer.
Never. No, which is
never.
A good thing.
My mom
thing,
would beat me.
But
well,
the point,
a good guy. He wants to just go out on a date with a girl and maybe touch a boob.
Yeah, the point of that show
but
is...
But one, not like 20.
The point of the show is inconsequential, because Jen's right. It teaches you the wrong things. But the base of it is, you're so scared to get rejected that you won't go up to anybody, where this show is saying, you got to break through that and start getting rejected to realize you won't die.
Well, and I think the difference is that everybody fears rejection. You know, it's just somehow, like they keep saying pushing through it and as if it goes away. It never goes away.
Well,
it's
I don't feel rejection anymore, because after 35 years of just really getting rejected all the time, you kind of become callous to it.
Do you want to be Jeff Bezos? I'm just curious if you have in your mind like two or three women that you would like to ask out on a date right now.
I'd have to think about it, but I can come up with two or three.
You could come with two or three that you'd like to take to dinner, hang out with them, maybe have some good conversation, and, you know, go grab a drink afterwards, and then go home.
Yeah, I could probably.
You can come up with three of them.
I could probably.
I think we got some homework.
Well, we're going to get you some help today, because remember weeks ago when we talked to you about this on the air, I said that, you know what you really need is, like, you need just one night out with my friend Delvette, who just is so, like, he walks into a room, and he's so confident with women that they're instantly sort of drawn to him. And we said, you know what, maybe you need just to follow him around for a couple of hours. He'll hang with you, and then he will sort of just let you go on your own. That's going to happen today. We're going to bring him in the studio this morning.
Okay.
And then sometime this weekend, you guys will go out for a couple of hours.
Okay.
And then you will have a mentor. Okay?
Okay.
I think he can teach you some really great confidence. I think that the women that Brandon's going to eventually ask out are going to be somebody he's already friends with.
Could be. You just got to have that confidence. And if you learn that tonight or over the next 24 hours, you got half the game licked, right?
You can approach women you already know with that confidence.
But I think the one thing is, this is a case in which Brandon's a good guy. He's a good guy with a great personality that women are not flocking to because they want something else. And so this is the transition, women. You want the good guy, but when he's standing right here, you want him to be cool and elusive.
But
so we're
having
to teach him how to do that.
He's got to talk to you and ask him.
He's talking to him. It's just, you know,
how old are
they're
you?
Friends.
21.
Yeah, 21. This is not the time to be... It's not the time to be a nice guy.
Oh,
this is the time to play, man. This is the time to play right here. We were just having the same talk the other day. Other 21-year-olds aren't looking for Mr. Right now. They're looking for a bad boy. And you grow up.
Some guys are just good in general.
You can't make him a bad boy.
Brandon's a good guy.
If anybody can do it, don't let him do it.
The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.